Yo, look.
All right, we live. Just man up.
Three. G. Yeah. When I heard this song, man, I fell in love with it. Straight up. You know I had to do the G, man. Yeah. I don't really care if you lie. No lie, man, I feel you when you cry. Could've caught a wave, I understand you tried. He said, bro, I'm not trying to die. But they push me to the edge. All my bills on red. They push me to the edge. All I know is friends. They push me to the edge. All my bills on red. They push me to the edge. Heard just what I said. It's a hard life, like something you won't forget. I just want that bread, just minimum wage. No, it won't cut it now. Nah. Everybody rack. I just want the lights. Stacking my bills all the way to the top, all the way till my bills getting lower. I stay looking for a job. They say you're feeling these too much. Sorry, hate the way that I get treated. Don't mean it, you mean it. I call it got messed over. I am not the same, yeah. I won't blow my brains out. You deserve the pain, yeah. Please, Jesus, make it go away. I'm committed, not addicted. He is in control of me. All the pain, I cannot fit it. I swear that it's growing me. Yeah, huh. I don't really care if you lie. No lie, man, I feel you when you cry. Could've caught a wave, I understand you tried. He said, bro, I'm not trying to die. But all my bills on rent, they put me to the end. All I know is friends. Yeah. They push me to the end. All my bills on red. All I know is spreads. That is not your cash. I swear you fake. Huh? Now these dudes, they wanna test my patience. Swing on them. Yeah, got the swing on them. Medicine. Look, home, take none. Mass off. Blast off. Break some. Yeah, low on funds. Ain't got no ones. I need to make some. Homeless, I can't be. Need them racks, I'm talking C notes. Every month I be broke. Looking at my balance, all my money is on zero. Trying to do my best for all my family so they eat, bro. He say, what it's worth since my birth. I cannot lie, I've been through hell on earth. Yeah. I don't really care if you lie. No lie, man, I feel you when you cry. Could've caught a wave, I understand you tried. He said, bro, I'm not trying to. But all my bills on rent, they put me to the end. All I know is friends. They put me to the end. All my bills on rent, all I know is friends. You know what it is, man. You know I can't sing, man.
We know.
So I'm gonna do
me, man. Rap though.
3G. Straight up.
Welcome, family. Welcome to Man Up the Movement here live from the Now Network Studios. Yes, Man Up the Movement. The foundation has been set. Yes, we're calling all men to join the discussion. Let's keep it real. We'll do better now. We'll go to higher levels. But first of all, we accept the fact that now is my time to fight, that I am taking personal responsibility for my own life. I'm no longer relying on my personal abilities, but God's complete guidance. My steps are ordered by the Lord. See, we're claiming some things. Walking in purpose with God, holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. Yes, I am no longer operating with a double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose. I am the God in me through Jesus Christ, who sacrificed everything for my life. Man Up the Movement. Yes, we're back here weekly, every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, nationwide for Man Up the Movement. We continue to reach out and to covenant with other brothers that have the same testimony, have the same message, that God can do the same for you that he's done for us when you give him your best. Tonight, we have an awesome guest on board with us tonight. I call him brother. I call him family. I call him son. I call him homie. I call him everything that there is, because it seems that our relationship is not built on personal, but on relational values. I want to present to some and announce to others my friend, my brother. They call him Pyrex, but his name is Joseph Sweeney. Joseph Pyrex Sweeney. He is the CEO founder of Joseph Sweeney Ministries, And we're going to be talking about finally being strong and being strong in the Lord. Welcome, my brother, to Man Up.
Yo, 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 Pastor E, what's up, baby? Mr. XO Tour Life, what's up, baby?
Man, loving you, man, loving you. You know how we do it.
Oh, yeah, man. How you doing, baby? You okay?
Hey, you know how it is. Blessed by the Lord, but blessed to be still connected and working this thing together, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm glad to be on the show, bro. You know, not later, not yesterday, but right now. You feel me?
When?
Right now.
It's like, that now is like an epidemic. Look at God. So look, I want to give you an opportunity, my brother, to we don't do bios and all those things to set up the prelude to what God is about to do. I want to give you an opportunity just to tell everybody about Joseph Sweeney. We know we all have a story, and your story, as unique as it is, will touch someone before mine maybe, and vice versa. Just introduce yourself to the Now Network family, Man Up the Movement.
Yeah. Straight up, man. Well, I mean, you want me to tell them a short story, a long story? How you want me to do it, man?
We're gonna take a little branch, a little bit about Joseph, the man, the young man growing up. A little short 5 minutes as we bounce off together. Then we're gonna talk about the entrepreneur, the father, where you at now? You know, so a little bit where you've been from, where you come from.
I'm from Houston, Texas. I was born and raised in Texas. I got a mother and a father I was raised with. I got an older brother named James that I was raised with. But he had met a girl when he was really, really young, like 15 years old. And he was with her for like 12 years, so he had already occupied his mind at the time on love. So we didn't have a childhood together. He had already grew up real fast. So when he left, I was my dad and all that, and my mother worked all the time. My dad had stroke. But where I'm from, it's a project. It's nothing but the one, poverty level, you know, the whole nine when it comes to
Pirates, you're fading out a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. But you faded out just a little bit as you were going into that segment.
It's not blood, man. Can you hear me now, bro?
Yes, I can.
I'm trying to make sure, because we're driving right now, so that's why I think it's going in and out. But anyway, right. like I was saying, bro, I was from the hood, man. So being a white boy in the hood, man, you know, I had it a little bit hard, man, for me, man. It was nothing but competition. Everywhere I went, it was always something, whether it was basketball, relationships, any type of sports, any type of I did a lot of different things. I was on a lot of different stuff in school because I didn't want to usually be at the house. I was always trying to figure it out because my dad was an alcoholic. So I tried to stay away from the house, and I ain't go home. And eventually when the school programs were done, all I had was the street. You feel me? So
right.
It reeled me in. Like, I tried not to be in the street, but, I mean, I ain't had no choice, really, I felt. You know, I feel like, you know, I mean, this is all I have. I ain't got nothing else because my mom and dad, my daddy steady beat my mom. My mom always at work. My brother with his gal. All I know is PDs and BDs and dope. You feel me? And that's
right.
That was the start of Pyrex at 14 years old is when I grasped the name Pyrex. And then went from there, bro. Yeah, a lot of people know the story, but we'll get more into it.
Right. Well, you know, it's just always good to break the ice there, because I know for me, it just lets us all know we all been somewhere and something that's happened in all of our lives that says, you know, we're still equal. You know, nobody's better than anybody. You know, I love that we can share that and say, man, you that sounds just like me.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? It's always good. That's what you call just being able to relate. A lot of people, you know, they need it. For them to change, they have to relate. They just ain't going to change. Some people ain't going to change on their own. They have to relate to somebody real, real well for them to say, you know what, if he can do it, I can do it.
That's right. You know, we on the show last night, Let's Talk Jesus, the subject was living like Jesus. And out of all of the things of living like Jesus, one of the things that was the most prolific is that when Jesus was living, he brought value to people. And if we're living like him, that's how in ministry, I love your ministry. I just want to give you a shout out. Last night, man, I wish I could have saw the live broadcast on channel, I think it was channel 2, channel 2, channel 9. It was on every major news station in H-Town, man, of you blessing the northeast side of Houston, man. It's awesome to see how the 3Gs, man, are really making a move for the Lord.
Yeah, man. Yeah, straight up, man. And you know, I had that event, and it ain't had nothing to do with the 3Gs. But it's like, you know, whenever I do something, man, I always want to put my brothers involved, man. It's like I have to. You know what I'm saying? It's like I have to, and I want to bless my brothers as much as possible, man. I wish it would have been a 3Gs event, but you know, it was just a hip hop open. I didn't even know the news was gonna be there. They just happened to come, you know, and I ain't know nothing about any of that. Like, I had all that is favor from God, Pastor E.
Right.
I had no control over any of it. I didn't even know they was gonna do an interview about me. I didn't even know the whole episode was gonna be about me. Like, that's not my
right.
My nonprofit. That's nothing. That's all Bobby Aaron, 3ND, Johnny Gentry. That's all their stuff. And
right.
And they made it all about me. And I didn't ask, hey man, make sure y'all do it all about me. Make sure y'all did it. I didn't know anything about anything. And that's just all favor from God, bro. That's just all.
Well, did you see my comment on the video?
Did you happen to see my
comment on the video when you? I think it was the point when you guys were picking up trash. I said, "See, that's real ministry." And
I did see that.
See, that's what it's really about, getting involved, and you know, God is like, you know, we know that God is going to take the last and make them first. When you just get into the trenches and start doing the things God calls you, He's going to provide. But what it says, former gangster brings message of hope to Northeast Houston neighborhood, which there's been. I mean, come on, we could talk about Houston alone. The murder rate in Houston right now is enormous. The heat is going crazy. We know how to get in H-Town. I've lived there for over several years. We won't even go into that. So, but we know how it is there, man. But to bring hope to the neighborhoods, man, that's a blessing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 2007, the street where I'm from and raised and got put down in gangs and all that is called DeSoto and Antoine. In 2007, it was the number one murderous neighborhood, like number
right.
one. They had most murder rate because that's when New Orleans came from the Katrina in 2005.
Right.
They dropped off a big old bus of all the Louisiana folks, and they started
robbing. Oh, I was living in Houston. I was in Houston then.
Yeah, they was killing all the Louisiana folks. So
right.
Was super crazy in 2005, 2006, and 2007.
But look, God is still moving, but it still needs a lot more help there. I'm just proud of all the work. And I knew that event wasn't 3Gs, but if you would have looked at the 3 days going in that same matter, all three of you were out in some community doing the same thing. And that was my recognition to that. But
that's one of the reasons why I love so much about 3Gs, because we're three individuals doing three different ministries work, and we come together to do music and fellowship and ministry. You know what I'm saying? So I like
it. Yeah. Well, you know, I like 3Gs because it say 3Gs, but it's a lot more entities involved with 3Gs that I got. It's kids out here in L.A. throwing up 3Gs and really, really, really bonding into that union. What'd you say?
How are your niece and your granddaughter and grandson?
Oh man, they blessed. Wait, okay, look, I had to put them out for this interview because you knew. Anytime they hear Pyrex, they want me to start playing the song, and they want to do videos and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, but yeah, they blessed me. They love you, man.
Yeah, I love them too, man. I'm proud of them, man. I see they enjoying themselves, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But look, now you're doing a lot of stuff out there. But let's take it to the point. That young man out there that said, "Well, man, ex former gangster. I'm still a gangster, or I'm still battling with that change of lifestyle." Because you know, you can attest, it's not hard to just leave the streets and start talking about Jesus. Thank God we get put in sales And I'm saying this very truly. Thank God we get put in cells that we can be isolated and really get a relationship with God. But the fact of the matter is, it's not easy to lead the streets. What would be your encouraging word for that brother today to say, man, I'm liking what they're saying. I got on here because I heard Pyrex isn't going to be on here. Now, what would you say to him?
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you like this. I couldn't do it by myself. I know that much. Anything, like, I could not do it by myself, Pastor. And not so. I would encourage somebody to plug in. They would have to plug in with some type of what we call it accountability. Somebody that's
right.
gonna hold them accountable, be there for them, and make sure that they ain't doing what they that's gonna give them right back to where they was.
Right. Amen. Amen. That's so important about this show, that we need each other. We need someone to answer to, and to also be able to answer, you know, for that person to do the same thing. Now, you're a family man also, man. You're raising your children. You're a married man. I'm saying this because there may be a lot of people out there that don't know that. They see Pyrex, the artist, the man of God out there making noise for Jesus. Tell them about your family, man.
Well, I've been married for almost 12 years now. I met my wife when I was 18, 19 years old. And then we had our first child together. But I got a total of 3 kids. I've had a child before my wife, and I got 2 kids with my wife.
Amen.
I mean, she's from the same hood I'm from. We're from 5 minutes from apart. We went to the same high school, graduated from the same high school. All that. I mean, we went through our ups and downs. I went to prison and things happened, man. But I left my family. So I left my family. I left my wife out here with a 2-month-year-old child. She was only 18 years old, man. So what do I expect to happen when the enemy is here to kill, steal, and destroy, if I believe in that faith? But
right.
we kept stronger. God gave me everything back. He gave me everything I was supposed to have back here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the stuff that I wasn't supposed to have. I don't have, and the stuff that I was supposed to have, he gave it to me.
That's right, man. Ooh, I like the way you say that. I like the way that you say that, because we always have our own expectations, but when we can really rely on God and see what He purposely had for us, it's a lot greater.
Yeah.
Family,
I got
is great.
A lot
Family
of people that contacted me, bro. I got some people that contacted me today. I'm glad that stuff worked out with us sending that package to the news thing. I see it really benefited you and all this and that. And I'm sitting back like, well, to be honest with you, Pastor, and I was talking about the pastor that had texted me that. I'm like, to be honest with you, I wasn't there for that. I was just there for Hip Hop Hope. Everything else came with that. I didn't request that. I didn't ask for any of that. All that is from God Himself. That's kind of like when I have a concert, Pastor E.
Uh-huh.
When I set my table up, don't nobody have to do anything. They don't have to buy a CD from me. They don't have to do anything. If they feel led by the Spirit to purchase something from me, then that's something different. Other than that, man, I'm just there to do what I'm supposed to do, what I'm there for. And that's what happened. And so for them, for somebody to be like, you know, I'm glad all this and that happened, you know, they like it was because of them. If they didn't do what they did, then that would have not happened. Well, I don't believe in that. I believe
right.
if it was going to happen, it was going to happen regardless, because it's in what my life is. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, that's part of
yes,
life.
I feel you. But you're talking that real, because sometimes, you know, we let others make us second think ourselves. And we know our intentions are pure, you know. That's why we roll together, because believe me, I can care, you know, it doesn't matter. As long as we're helping people, let's do it. And whatever it's going to take to do that, let's do it. I'm not looking for the cameras or that. It comes with the territory, because everybody's looking for a story. But to continue to be humble, that's a word that just keeps driving in my spirit. Every time you get to speaking is the humility that's in your spirit. Where did you, I know that wasn't easy, especially being from the hood. Humble is something that's hard to be. You can't be hard with humility. Where did that birth in you? That humility that now you cherish so much. Where did that birth in you?
As in what, Pastor? Yeah, give me a little bit more so I can give a little bit more.
Well, you know, like when we in the streets, you know, man, you can't be humble or nothing, because if you weak, you'll get taken over. And coming from the streets, you have that shell. But when you become a man of God, you understand that humility is one of the first characteristics that we take on, because it's not about us anymore. It's about him. When did that transition? Because I know it wasn't always Pyrex. I want to give everybody. Now, it was like, come on, let's get this money. Let's do this. It was an order to your life. What changed into that? Because, I mean, every time I hear you talk, I hear your humility to saying, I just want to please God. Where did that transpire in your life?
Well, it happened in 2013.
Okay.
It happened in 2013 when I really, 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 like, said, you know what, man, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, man. That's where I feel like it took place, is when I went, because, like, I was already a gangster, bro. You know, I had already had it in me to be strong-minded anywhere I went, because I did prison time. I was a white boy in a black organization gang. In prison, I got the Aryan brothers and the Aryan circles and the white knights going crazy. I got all these people going crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a black wife, I got black kids, I'm rapping a black gang. I got all this stuff happening. Shoot, man, they weren't trying. So I had it tough. So I was already built strong. You feel me? I was
already
built strong. So when I gave my life to Christ, man, I couldn't go weak. People already felt like, oh man, he didn't did this and did this, so I had to be strong at that too, man. I'm just a different person, man.
Come on now, I said that's what I was trying to pull out of there. That we don't lose our strength or our positions that God has given us that trait that we have. But a lot of people tell you, no, you need to do this. There's a way to be humble but still stand for your morals and for your principles. That's that real there.
Yeah.
Now what's your I know you have several projects going on. I want to give you an opportunity to share this. I know all of our listeners, you can hear Pyrex on the Now Network, the Now Radio for You, from 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time till 9 p.m. throughout our mix. Our famous DJ Holy Ghost, you can hear him any night on our broadcast. But you can find Pyrex on iTunes. You can find him on YouTube. You can find him on Facebook, on Instagram, and we want to definitely give an opportunity to share all that information, get a following with Pyrex. But what do you have going on as far as projects right now in your ministry?
All right, so this one, okay, let's try to get to this, because a lot of people can ask me questions like this, ask me what's this, what's next, what's happening. I keep seeing all these videos and music. Little clips, when you're going to drop this, when you're going to drop that. Well, you know how Pastor, you know how when you're doing something, bro, and you want to give somebody some money, and then they be like, nah, I don't want it. And you were like, well, nah, God told me to give it to you. So please accept this blessing from me, because God, don't knock what I have going, because you don't want to accept this blessing I'm trying to give you, because maybe pride or whatever. Well, on my album since last year, I was like 7 songs the good on my album, and I don't know if people, any of my followers would know that I have mixtapes called Workflow Volume 1, and I got a mixtape called Workflow Volume 2. Basically, workflows are about 15 to 25 records of Pyrex doing songs with individuals through a year of features, and I grab my verse and my in the hooks, and I mix them all together and have somebody DJ over it or whatever, host it or whatever, and then my mixtape is called Workflow, meaning that I'm working. Here it is. I know y'all see all these clips on Instagram, this and that. They not my records. I can't tell you when they're going to release them. I don't know what's happening, but here's the mixtape of my features.
Oh,
so
the Workflow.
And in between, called the Workflow. And in between, I got my albums like Born Again Disciple and different things that I got going on. Well, I had another album come out called New Era. I put that on hold. Man, I feel like I met the spirit when I got with Too Crunk and Justified. So I was like, well, like, you know how they say it, two heads are better than one? Well, shoot, three heads are better than one to me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so,
that's
and
real.
When I seen guys, and I was like, okay, I'm reaching the projects, I'm reaching the hood, I'm reaching this and that. You see what I'm saying? I know having these two black people, because everything is based off money and based off religion, based off race, and based off of presidential stuff. What is it called? Starts with a P, I believe. I forgot what the word. Because I don't get it. Oh, politics. So that's
politics.
What the world is based off of. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Those four things is what the world is based off of. And so I was like, man, I'm reaching the streets. My clientele, my fan base is not really white people. It's more Hispanic, black folks. Why not get with two strong black individuals like Too Crunk and like Justify that has their own lanes, their own names. They don't need me. They have their own lanes and their own names that's come together. So when I brought that up and we all came in agreement when we was out there in Cali with you, I know it was for the 3G. So I put all my
right.
album on hold. I put my mixtape on hold. I put Workflow Volume 3 on hold. I did everything on hold trying to do this. So, and then when people got to understand, man, I literally have my life on the internet. So with that being said, I work a 9-to-5. Sometimes I do this and that. Sometimes I don't have the time to go to the studio and drop records out. So the 3G's album is really taking long to do, but I know it's a process, because if I were to drop the 3G's album a couple weeks back or a month or so, the news thing just happened last night. You feel me?
Right.
So now
this
just amps even more. So now it's all in the work of what God has lined up for us. You see what I'm saying?
Like,
I got a book coming out. Yeah, I got a book coming out and a movie, but I ain't even done reading the book so I can edit it all the way. So everything takes time. So, and it's going to land at the right time. The album going to come out. The mixtape's going to come out. Everything come. And if it don't come out, you know, y'all forgive me, man. I'll put singles out if I can. I'll keep putting stuff on YouTube. You can download it on YouTube and do whatever I can. Please everybody, but I still have 24 hours like anybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so just imagine you take yourself and your 24 hours and how long you sleep and how long you eat and how long you go do this and how long you do that. And then you tell me if you have enough time, because I got a wife and three kids. You see what I'm saying? So I got to take
care
of what I got to take care of.
Well, you know, your nephew and niece, they said, you can just keep doing them G mixes on all the songs they like. I got a list for you. They said, because you know, you got them going. They say, can he just keep making G mixes? And so it's always going to be Pyrex doing something that the God has put in your heart. And we applaud that in everything you're doing. Now, 3G's, that's Pyrex, Too Crunk for Jesus, I Am Justified. We all happen to be out here in Southern California together, fellowshipping. My first meeting with Pyrex, but it seemed like it's been forever that we've been connected. At that time, God moved a mighty move. And that goes for all of us, because we're even in the – and we want to promote 3Gs. And, you know, all of our covenant partners out here, we've sent out over 100 postcards to Pacific Ministries. And we prayed over them. We believe in the phone calls that are going to come. But we know that it's in God's timing that he's doing. But we believe in these things together. That's the most important.
Yes. You already know our religion is based off belief and faith and believing that Peter walked on water and all that. Like, that is our belief. That's our faith walk anyway.
Come on now. That's right. That's right.
So
it's
we got to believe in the phone calls. We got to believe in it, sir. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you don't have no faith.
Yeah. And I have to believe in you.
Exactly. Yeah,
as well
exactly.
as I need you to believe in me, as we believe in each other. That's what Man Up is about.
But one thing you can say about Mr. Pyrex is that I stay working hard.
Oh, you stay working.
Stay doing something. You know, I stay doing something.
I have to, bro. It's kind of like I think it's a fish. Something.
If a fish stops moving, it dies.
You feel me? I think it's a fish or a shark or something. It's one of
no,
those.
No, a fish. If a fish stops moving, fish. If a fish stops moving, it dies.
Yeah, and ain't we fishes? Ain't that our symbol of Jesus?
Yes.
When we was back in the
fish,
cabin.
No, we're fishermen. We're fishermen.
Yeah. But you, I don't know. Like it's a thing that I was told that back in the gap, you know, they killed people that represented Jesus of Nazareth. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So for you to know that this person is a part of the same religion, you would draw a little hook. It was a hook, and that other person would see it and finish it off. And there was a thing of a fish because a fish is a man. So if a fish stop moving, we die. So I can't stop moving. I got to keep working.
That's right, man. Got to keep working. I want to. Because at this point, I want to play Chewbacca for everybody, but I need you to this your baby, okay? And I need you.
Do you have do you have the newest version? I don't know if you've seen what took place.
I thought I was getting them on time, but I can have the last. I have the final.
Nine times out of ten, you do have it, Pastor.
Final. I believe I do have the final that got cleaned up by you.
Yeah.
The one you went back into the studio and did.
Yes, but there was, there was one right after that, too, bro, because he forgot to put the piano in the hooks after Two Crunk and Justify's verse. He forgot the piano. So they took it off. They took it off of... what is it called? The iTunes because of the Chewbacca face.
Right.
They took the somebody that did the artwork grabbed that Chewbacca face and put the gold in the mouth and all that, and then they took that. Well, if you check your email, Pastor, I had already sent that new version to you. But they snatched it off iTunes, saying it was a copyright problem, and had to refund everybody their money. And they took it off Amazon, Spotify, everything. So I just got it put back on last week because I had to get the Chewbacca face drew up and put put glasses on and put a hat on. And that was
I noticed the new logo. Yes, I noticed that.
That's the only way they accepted my new artwork. So, but as you see, it's back on, it's back and popping. You have the new version. It happened the way it's supposed to happen because they snatched it because of the thing. But my music wasn't right on it because of the last two hooks didn't have the piano, and that's one of the part of the main songs with the piano. It's kind of like the rhyme to it, the rhythm. You feel me?
Right.
So it worked out exactly how it's supposed to work out, man. So hopefully you had enough time with me talking and you know, trying to prolong you downloading that new version.
With this system, no, I would have to really that would take a few more minutes. But I mean, what we're gonna do? I'm just gonna go ahead and play. I'm gonna play the first 2 minutes of the final, just to give our listeners a taste of it. And
play that
whole thing.
The final still, Pastor, that thing's still super hard. The one you got is super hard.
It's super hard.
Play the whole record.
You know
yeah.
Hey, look, nobody, no
yeah,
one would have, no one would have known if you didn't say nothing.
Nobody.
But here,
nobody.
But not debuted, because we debuted Chewbacca on the Now Network, Now Radio for You over a month ago. But we want to play it here live on Man Up the Movement for all our listeners. This is Pyrex, Two Crunk for Jesus, and I Am Justified. Check this out.
Popping my collar for dollars. Woo. Black attendant out of pilots. I don't think you want no problem.
No.
I don't think you want no problem.
No.
I don't condone no violence.
No.
Not just playing with the topper. Pray to God that they'll cock 'em. Get to popping like Chewbacca. 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 I don't condone no violence.
No.
Not just playing with the topper. Pray to God that they don't cock 'em. Get to popping like Chewbacca.
Woo.
Are you my animal? Locked in the cage,
Incredible Hulk on you rappers. Yeah. I'm feeling the rage. Don't play with me, homie.
No.
You know that I'm saved.
Yeah.
You crossed me the wrong way. I'm missing the pilot. They might be just on line. Let's pray. Walk it away. Bye-bye. Hoping you pop and pray.
Hoping it.
Do it today.
Yeah.
Before you get hit with the K. Might just not like what you hear.
No.
Looking at me and you fearing.
Yeah.
Promise you that I am serious. Got on my side in this period.
Period.
Give you a chance just to reprimand. Mind if I get to the rubber band. Right from the hood, you wouldn't understand.
No.
Partner so crazy like trouble, man.
Yeah.
I'm almost always in trouble, man.
Mommy,
all I ask, you don't cross me.
Yeah.
Full of that coffee, get off me.
Get off me.
Had to click who the boss
me. Me.
Popping my collar for dollars.
Woo.
Black and tin and out of pilot. I don't think you want
no
problem.
No.
I don't think you want
no
problem.
No.
I don't condone no violence.
No.
Not just playing with the choppers. Pray to God that they'll cock them. Get the popper like Chewbacca. 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 I don't condone no violence.
No.
Y'all playing with the choppers.
Y'all.
God damn.
Y'all.
Get the popper like Chewbacca.
Hold on. Bang, bang, bang. Everybody playing gang, 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 gang. Everybody in the own lane. Mary Jane and that cocaine. But I'm on fire like propane.
Yeah.
Not lukewarm like no flame.
Oh, yeah.
Not too warm like slow bang.
No.
My crew hard like low main. I wake up and get me a chick. You wake up and pose you a threat. Disciple on the streets on my neck. No rifle demanding respect. My enemies run when they see the sun. You carry your death on my chest. Just hoping one day I can see the sun. Cause I'm just too blessed to be stressed. I get to the mission to run it up. You think it's a mission to gun it up. I promise you, man, you won't none of us. I'm rocking with guards, so I'm covered up. We sipping that wine out the double cup. People dying, so we gotta pray them up. People flying, so I gotta slay them up. Think I'm lying, boy, you gon' see what's up.
Popping my collar for dollars. Black and tin and out of pilot. I don't think you want
no
problem.
No,
I don't think you want
no
problem.
No,
I don't condone no violence.
No,
not just playing with the choppers. Pray to God that they'll cock them. Get the popper like Chewbacca. 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 I don't condone no violence.
No.
Not the plane with the chopper. Thank God they don't cock them. Get the popper like Chewbacca.
We get it popping like Chewbacca. I'm just glad to do the honors. This president will fall on them three digits. Steps in the building, we shutting it all out. You do what you want when you popping. Relating to pastors and monsters. From churches to clubs to colleges. In the silent talk with no knowledge. Cause we graduated from the haters. Can't nobody break us. Never been a fan, cause yeah. And we have been chosen. Related to generations taking over. See, you looking for soldiers. Not someone that faking like they never been broken. See, we came in, we war ready. You can see from the start that we falling, we back up at it. Like Pop goes the weasel. Restoring the heart. To letting them see. I know it's not easy, but we keep on moving by faith and believing. No matter what they gon' say now, he'll never ever let you down. He'll fight for you while you sit back in silence. We popping.
Popping my collar for dollars. Black and tin and out of pilot. I don't think you want
no
problem.
No,
I don't think you want
no
problem.
No,
I don't condone no violence.
No,
not just playing with the choppers. Pray to God that they'll cock them. Get the popper like Chewbacca. 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 I don't condone no violence.
No,
not the plane with the chopper. Pray to God they don't catch them. Get the popper like Chewbacca.
You're live on the Now Network. Pyrex. Too crunk for Jesus.
Yo,
I am justified. Yo. And look, I'm a part of that song because it's a morning wake up song, workout song for me. Tell the people, man, how does that touch these young people out there? I know we have some older listeners right now that I pray that they've got a little change in their flow right now. See how popping it like Chewbacca means. Now for me, you remember I sent you the meaning for Chewbacca. As soon as I heard Chewbacca, I said Chewbacca. I've got a phrase. Come on,
man. Yeah, I remember that. I remember when you sent that and what it means. You know, some form of praise. I say Chewbacca. Chewbacca is very relatable to the children, and so they can be hyped, and so they can you know. Turn up, man. So they ain't always got to be. Because a lot of people go, you know, when they go to church, man, sometimes they leave and they just feel so down, bro. They feel so convicted, so just terrible, bro. I don't want that on them. That's not my ministry. That's not me. You know what I'm saying? I want you to leave happy. I want you to leave excited. I want you to sweat. I want you to get out your system. I want you to do something that you ain't never did before. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm about, bro. So Chewbacca.
Come on, that's
I'm more about D&D. And let you know that I ain't never said I was Jesus Christ ever in my life. Have I ever said that? You know what I'm saying? And you know, man, like, I mean, you got to be careful. A lot of people believe that because you're a Christian, they can speak to you any type of way or handle you any type of way or do certain things because of what the word says to do. But, I mean, I'm not perfect, bro. What happens if I do something wrong, but now I'm not a Christian? No, that means I have a problem. I have to turn from that. But don't say it won't happen. You know what I'm saying? I might get it popping like Chewbacca. You know what I'm saying?
Come
like,
on.
Like, we gotta understand. We gotta
so
talk
real.
With people
oh,
with love.
Yeah,
we gotta talk with people with love, bro. Like don't handle me. Treat me with brother like a brother of Christ. 1 John 4:19 says we love because he first loved us. So it's like don't try to handle me. Don't handle me, man. Don't do nothing because I got a lot of people that's on my side that they ain't Christians, bro. They from the streets. They in the projects and they ain't found God yet. They proud of me, but they ain't found God yet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I tell them somebody did this and that to me, they might go cuckoo for Cocoa Puff and get the popping like Chewbacca. So I'm telling people, open up your Bible right now and pray.
Open your Bible and pray. That's right.
Yeah, do it today. Why? If you don't do it today, you might get hit with the K. You know what I'm saying? Like I
said,
I'm telling you, like, open your Bible today.
Yes.
Open it today. Because if not, you might cross the line and you're going to lose your life. And what happens if you don't lose your life? What happens if you can't walk no more now? All behind you bumping your gums off on the internet or how you approach somebody, how you speak to somebody, how you do anything.
How you
like,
treat somebody, yeah.
Working like anybody, yeah. Treat him with love.
See, that's dynamic. It seems like, for me, every time, every broadcast, and we do broadcasts every day, it always winds up back to that equation of where is the love? Are we really exemplifying
where's
the Christian? See, you can go to church on Sunday. You can pay tithes. You can sing songs. But if you're not exemplifying love, you're just playing a role.
Yeah, and the whole thing is about love. And see, I'm not about making people feel convicted. I don't like that. Don't make me feel convicted. Make me aware of it, you know what I'm saying? And teach me how to pray and teach me how to talk and give it to God and know that I can share my sins, but be careful who you share your sins with. You feel what I'm saying?
Well,
but instead of making somebody feel bad, I'm not for that. A conviction is more of the Holy Spirit. Let that be the conviction. You know what I'm saying? Because we all have it.
That's right. We all have it. But as you said, now, and that's what I like about the brotherhood that's building between, and I'm talking about just me and you, is that we've had conversations that was like, hey, but it wasn't in a way, and this goes both sides, you talking to me and you talking to me, because brothers ain't titles. And yes, I hold this title, and yes, you hold that title, but brothers are brothers, and we could still be able to talk to each other on one accord. I like that. Don't handle me. I love when you say that. Don't handle me, but know how to deal with me, and that's through love. That's the only way we can do it.
But I'm going to deal with you with love. Anybody that come at me, I'm going to deal with them with love, bro. With love, bro. Right? When it goes to something else, shoot, I should, man. Now I got a testimony where I was at a Christian radio station. And I was with, you know, my pastor Trey Nine and his ministry connections and it was a lot of people up there, man, and it went a little haywire, bro. And this dude was like, man, don't make me call some Muslims up here to regulate y'all. And shoot, you know what I'm saying?
Be
careful what you say.
Be careful.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know. Yeah, just be careful, you know what I'm saying? Because now you're threatening me. You know what I'm saying? Now you're making me afraid of my life that I have to defend myself. So when you do that, I'm going to swing off on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. If I'm threatening, I feel like you're going to take me away from my children or my wife. You know what I'm saying? And deal with the consequences later. But you know that I'm saved, but you cost me the wrong way. So I don't know what else to tell you, bro. Like, I feel afraid. You know, y'all know, if anybody know anything about Pirates, I just got out of jail for flinching the wrong way and knocking two people out.
Right.
And
but,
I'm
I'm growing, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying to result in that. I'm saying this is my life. I'm telling you about my life, my 33
years
of living. I was raised with what I had to go through. I can't tell people what they're going to do in a situation when it happens, because nobody knows what's going to happen until you get put in that position. Until then, you can't have your opinion all the way like it's going to be relevant. It has to be like you haven't walked my shoes, so you don't know why. I had to sleep the other side. Like, we couldn't sleep by the bars in jail because niggas, they get needles and they make little shanks, and they just walk right past you, bro, and they'll stick you right in the head.
Right.
So you got to put your feet on the other side of the bunk. So none of that we can stay away from it. So people don't know where I come from, man. They don't know. One time I come off a little bit too strong, like, man, he can't be a Christian. He can't be who this and that. But man, there's a different type of Christian.
Well, I mean, it really isn't a different type of Christian. It's supposed to be one type of Christian. And to really be transparent, and I'm glad you're being transparent, because people got to know, even though you're not saying it, you cannot say you have not had that moment where you had to pull yourself back and say, I could have went there, but because of who I am and who I'm representing now, I don't do the things I used to do. But then you just said something else. What else can we tell people to do? You said it clearly. Open your Bible and pray. And that's my favorite. That's my favorite song of many. Well, no, I like one, because I just love the point of one God, one community, one fellowship, that we can now find the glory of God together. And that's so dynamic. We got a couple minutes. I want to give the opportunity, anybody on this line that would like to comment, ask how to get Pyrex's music.
Well,
as I said,
there's somebody on there because I had lost my cloud information, so my phone didn't get to get backed up for like a 7-month period. And I just got my like a bunch of numbers. So somebody text me. And it was like, you're inspiring to me. Stay humble and encouraged, working for Jesus. He has great things for you, praying his anointing all on you and around you. Love you, boy. And I text him back, thanks so much. You have me smiling ear to ear. And he says, I'm listening to Man Up. So there's somebody listening right now that has my number that just texted me. And I don't know who it is.
Amen.
But I respond to that text. Concerts, I text people, I give people my number easily, and I might meet 60 people in one night, and 60 people got my number, and so it's kind of hard for me to catch up and play. I got over 1,200 contacts in my phone right now, so when people text me and stuff, like, they just added to my contacts, and I haven't put the name on it yet. But
that's right.
Well, I want to let you know, Pastor, there are people listening.
Oh, yes. Oh, the boards are packed, and we want to give people an opportunity to shout out to Pyrex. You could dial 1 on the 6173 number, on the 2216 number. I need you to send me a messenger account. Just send me a message on Facebook. I'll see you and recognize you then and bring you in. Man, give everybody your Instagram connect, your whatever information that our listeners, because believe me, we say dial 1 and I have to put them under the bus. I'm not putting nobody under the bus tonight. But give everybody the information, your Instagram, your Facebook, any information that they can get connected with you and Joseph Sweeney Ministries.
Well, I don't know if you've seen Pastor E, but I had stamped Kodak White. So Kodak White is, I don't know if you want me to explain it real quick, but Kodak White is just something more, just being relevant to what's out right now. A familiar sound, a name. People, when I started doing the different style rapping, I wanted people to hear the words that they're already accustomed to hear. That's why I said ran up on the plug, because you had Plies saying ran off on the plug. So I'm using words that they're already key words to people's ears. So when they hear Kodak, they already think of Kodak Black. I hit him with the Kodak White because of the plugs in my mouth, and I already RIP Pyrex, but I couldn't get rid of Pyrex because everybody know me as Pyrex. All the ministry kids, children, they can't, it don't come out right when they say Joe.
Right.
It just don't roll off the tongue right. So the only way I can, from Saul to Paul, it was Pyrex to Kodak White and still represent Joseph McSweeney.
Okay. So that's it. So how do they link to that?
Say what, bro? How is it working for me?
No. You said Kodak White. Yeah, I do want you to explain that.
You ain't catch when I explained why I picked Kodak White.
I just wanted
to explain the social media, because I got so many social medias. I got the We Are 3Gs social media. Then I got the We Are 3Gs, so people know how to spell it. It's just We, WERARE, the number 3, and then G's, DEE, and then Z for being in plural. So We Are 3Gs. And then I have my Instagram is Kodak White, at Kodak White, KODAKWYTE. And then I have my website, and that is IamMadeNew.com.
IamMadeNew.com?
Yes, sir.
Our listeners out there, IamMadeNew.com. Oh, yes, I like that. Amen. Amen. Bro, man, it's always a blessing. I can't wait till we see each other physically again. A lot of things going on. We're waiting on the one phone call that's gonna. I'm believing this. Believe me, that the call is gonna solidify the end of this month that you guys will be in this area through three or four different venues. So we're gonna believe in that. But I know you have a lot of things going on. You got a lot of things going on right now, and we're proud of you.
I'm in Ohio this weekend. Yeah, I'm in Ohio.
What part of Ohio is that?
Warren, Ohio. I got an event to do with the mayor from Warren, Ohio, for a heroin walk.
Warren, Ohio. Anybody on the lines know anybody in that area? Please give a shout out. Send me a message. I'll get that flyer to you. With Pyrex being in that area, Warren, Ohio, this weekend. Man, anything else you want to tell our listeners? I'm going to close this out with Open It, but I want to give you an opportunity, man. Any closing remarks you have for our listeners?
I just want people, man, for them to receive, they have to give. That's all I got to say. If you want to receive blessings, you have to be a blessing. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Love you, man. Open your Bible
you
and
too,
pray.
Bro.
God bless you guys.
Open it.
That was Pyrex with us live here. Oh, Man Up the Movement. I hope you were blessed.
We're going to do something like that. You know how your body don't act right when you ain't ate all day. Well, what you think happened to your soul? You're walking, so let's get it. Damn.
Open the Bible to pray. Woo. Open the Bible today.
Damn.
Open the Bible to pray.
Woo.
Open the Bible today.
Damn.
Open it. 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 Open it.
Damn.
Open the Bible to pray.
Woo.
Open the Bible today.
Damn.
Open the Bible to pray.
Woo.
Open the Bible today.
Damn.
Open it. 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 Open it,
damn. Open the Bible to pray.
Woo.
Open the Bible today.
Damn.
Focus and lead the right way.
Woo.
Pay it forward day by day.
Damn.
Get involved, community. You know this ain't new to me. You can just check my IG. Disciple the streets, get the DVD.
Damn.
Up in your
resident.
Better than I ever been. Yeah. Working just like I'm the president. Been to places you ain't been. Yeah.
Damn.
On the daily, I be pushing. On the daily, I be pulling. Sacrifice all that I have. 7 days, I be cooling.
Damn.
Hope you get down with the movement. Free your schedule on a Tuesday.
Woo.
Hope to show you what we doing. How to fit for the Houston.
Damn.
Joseph the name, Pyrex the mo, stronger than ever before.
Woo.
We ain't the same, I'm letting you know. Chapter over, we ain't closed.
Damn. Open the Bible to pray.
Woo.
Open the Bible today.
Damn.
Open the Bible to pray.
Woo.
Open the Bible today.
Damn.
Open it. Open it. Open it, open it, open it, open it, open it, open it.
Damn.
Open the Bible to pray.
Woo.
Open the Bible today.
Damn.
Open the Bible to pray.
Woo.
Open the Bible today.
Damn.
Open it, 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 open it.
Damn. I can feel you on the beat.
Beat.
Play the song on repeat.
Beat.
I can help you on your feet.
Feet.
Help establish all your needs.
Woo.
Open this thing and I'm cooling.
Cooling.
Back on the block and I'm moving.
Moving.
Watch the stake cause they is choosing.
Choose.
Stop what you was doing.
Damn.
I am not here to play games. Stuck in the rain. I have for more.
Oh.
I can relate to the pain. I am insane. Watch it explode.
Damn.
What you think you all alone?
Alone.
What you think you can't be strong?
Strong.
I'm a product of the streets.
Street.
Look at me. I'm in my zone.
Damn.
Open the Bible to pray.
Pray.
Open the Bible today.
Today.
Best thing that I ever did. I can't complain. Got this baby this way.
Damn.
Over the day. All of it now. Give it all up. Give it up right now. You can't survive. Suck in this game. So let's go out with a bang.
Damn. Open the Bible to pray.
Woo.
Open the Bible today.
Damn.
Open the Bible to pray.
Woo.
Open the Bible today.
Damn.
Open it. 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 Open it.
Damn.
Open the Bible to pray.
Woo.
Open the Bible today.
Damn.
Open the Bible to pray.
Woo.
Open the Bible today.
Damn.
Open it. 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 Open it.
Open the Bible to pray.
Open it. Open it.
Open the Bible today.
Open it.
Open it. Open it.
Open it.
Open it. Open the Bible today.
Damn.
Open the Bible to pray.
Hey.
Open the Bible today.
Open it.
Open it.
Open it.
Open it.
Open it.
Open it. Open the Bible to pray.
Damn. Open the Bible to pray. Open the Bible today.
Damn.
Open the Bible to pray. Open the Bible today.
Damn.
Open it. 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 Open it.
Damn.
Open the Bible to pray. Open the Bible today.
Damn.
Open the Bible to pray. Open the Bible today.
Damn.
Open it. 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 Open it.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name, amen.